Burrito just spread his lips.
I am led to this fountain of belief.
Remember The Fountain, dude? Does that movie suck?
I've never watched it.
That's a good Darren Aronofsky.
I liked it when I was a kid. But
that's a good name for a band. Fountain of...
The Fountain?
No.
Wayne?
No, what did you just say? Fountain of...
The youth? Fountain.
Misbelief? Fountain of Belief?
Yeah. Is that what I said?
Is that what you said?
It's more of an album title, I'd say.
Fountain of Belief? Yeah. I think so. Fountains of Wayne. Fountain of Belief.
That guy died of COVID.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Well.
Wayne?
Wayne himself died. Yeah, Wayne.
Or The Fountain.
Got two twists.
Was it Wayne or The Fountain that died?
No, dude. Did you hear what Arthur just said?
No.
He got too twisted. Wayne.
Wayne got too twisted. And you know what?
God, that is stuck in your crawl, dude.
It's scarred.
He didn't have the opportunity to save his own life with not egg.
Yeah.
Just egg.
Just egg. I always want to say not egg because it's not egg, right?
It's not.
Yeah. So my name is better.
Yeah, not egg is better.
It doesn't
not
deserve
is
to
objectively
be called just
a better
egg.
Name than just egg.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
I am also greasy.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Up, dudes.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get the starty party started with.
Starty parted.
The starty partied with Double X Quantimino.
Kyle Body Body. Yep.
All right. Locus of Control.
Uh-oh.
A mildly disappointing taco experience earlier this week that stung long enough to be DXQ'd today.
Hey, what do you mean by locus of control in this situation?
So we defined it in a last episode, previous episode, what locus of control is, right?
Can you do it again?
Sure. In a nutshell, it's either you influence the result or fate influenced the result.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just referring to how much you think you're in control and how much the universe is.
And how much Taco Bell's in control.
Right.
So how does that
big taco?
Yeah, yeah.
So how does that relate to this?
I feel like I learned y'all some stuff.
You know,
dude,
sort of.
Sometimes. That's why we wanted to make this whole episode a burrito episode. But tune in next time for Burrito Presents Slam City Radio.
Yeah, because Burrito's, you're injured right now.
My lip hurts.
Was it Chex Mix that got you?
I don't Chex Mix know what butt it was. Sex. Something, I don't know, maybe something
It was
bit
the
me.
Fucking Gardettos. The yeah. big.
Just the hardest.
The
drink.
Rye Gardettos.
The rye big chips. Rye chip.
See, oh, you God. Got the bag that's all rye chips. They sell that. You know they sell
yeah.
that. Yeah.
So how does locus of control, you know, how,
right. pertain to taco?
I'm going
to
tell the story, and I want you guys to piece it apart
sure.
and try to figure out where the locus of control is
okay.
in control uh-huh. or not in where, control.
You, okay. Locate the locus.
All right. So I start out with ordering on the app, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of
Check
course.
Check the deals.
Seems like
right?
internal locus.
Yeah. And
so far,
I see that they have a 2-for-1.
A 2-for-locus.
On Cantina oh, Tacos.
Cool. Cantina Taco yeah. Locus.
Limited edition.
You know, maybe now the Cantina Tacos are in control.
Maybe.
At this point in time.
Who's to say?
The Cantina Tacos are the locus themselves.
So I attempt to purchase it at the usual Taco Bell I drive through.
Sure.
Sold out.
Oh.
Unable to purchase.
That's oh, not no. in your control.
Damn.
Yeah, that's fate right there,
that's
right?
That's fate.
Yeah. And then the next part of it
or
is
something like it.
I switch locations, and this
switch
location
locuses.
Has this. Like, I can order
oh,
it.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah. huh? Yeah.
So now you're feeling in control.
Yeah. yeah. Now the locus
I'm
is
like,
back
all right,
in your court.
Got my 2-for right here.
uh-huh.
So I go drive over to go get it, and I'm denied.
Denied?
Why?
Because it was limited time only, and I'm sure they're out of stock. Or maybe they're just saying they are.
Oh, no.
But the official line is they're out of it.
That's what they say at the end of the drive-through interaction.
They said, but we're out of stock.
When I was selecting to order at this location, it allowed me to order it.
Yeah.
But the original location said it was out of stock.
That seems to be an issue. Yeah, okay.
See, I think Taco Bell does this forced scarcity model. They're trying to go after Franklin's model.
Mexican pizza, that sort of thing.
But did they offer you a replacement?
No. So
what? They just canceled your fucking order?
Drive-through clerk was a bitch.
So the drive-thru clerk was breathing out of her mouth. Yeah. Then what happened?
So let's shift locus of control on this
in
hoe.
Her mouth, yeah.
This fucking fat bitch.
What happened?
Okay.
What happened here?
So I pull through and she goes out.
Fucking fat bitch. What happened?
And so I tell her while I'm at the drive-thru speaker.
I ate your tacos.
I say, hey, I'm just going to punch in another order real quick.
Where are
I'm
you?
I'm the only person in this drive-thru.
She's like, okay.
This
around.
Is way late after lunch rush.
There's no
this
one
is
around.
Like in between. Around.
There's no one behind you.
No one behind me.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I punch it through. No one in sight. And I pull up to the window and they're just doing their shit, taking their time. And they finally come up and they ask me about my order. Like, which order did you have? Thinking that I'm for my cantina order.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The two for order. Yeah, the one that they didn't have in stock.
Right.
And I tell them the new order, which is just like two typical items on their regular menu. Like, you have this. Don't deny me.
I know you have this.
Yeah.
Don't deny me
but at
three
that
times.
Point, you see like the guy's like filling up a cup.
You know,
the
maybe
fountain,
maybe Locus is
the
Judas
clerk assistant.
Now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Peter, I think.
Peter, yeah. Peter did deny him.
Denied him what?
Three times.
So you're Jesus Christ. And Taco Bell's Peter, and you're saying you will deny me three times before the cock crows.
Is that how it goes?
I don't know.
I thought we were still in locus of control.
We are.
Yeah.
You got denied by Taco Bell one time.
Right.
Now,
strange feat. No one ever does this.
What, you complimented them on their work ethic?
I placed a new order while I'm driving out.
Yeah.
That is a strange feat.
Yeah. It is a strange feat.
But you know why I did it, right?
You don't want to go anywhere else.
Well, there's no reason for me to spin around in an empty drive-thru.
That's true, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see that they're like filling up a fountain drink for possibly
That's
another
mine.
Order. No, I didn't order a drink. And so as it turns out, there's another car pulling through.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fucked you.
So now the locus is on the other car.
Yeah. Well, what the fat bitch ended up telling me is that
it was on the name tag.
They haven't
okay,
even
so.
received the order yet. And I'm thinking, this is
bullshit.
The future right now.
We're in it.
This Lady, is the Jetsons
Do you
day.
Understand we are in the future?
I should be able to put that order in and it submits and it tells me it got it and it should be at your location at
Look,
that
the,
point in time.
The ticket ain't printed out yet.
Possibly. They need to upgrade their hardware.
What do you got to do? You got to go wait? You got to go park?
I end up having to like circle back around.
Oh, no.
How many times? Once? Twice?
Just once.
Three times?
But
a lady.
I was in control because I was going to get what I needed.
I see.
Not what I initially ordered, but
you felt like
I'm going to get out with something.
Order's got to go up to the taco satellite and then get beamed back down.
Did you take into consideration the round trip time on taco satellite?
Yeah.
It's seconds, man. Up to minutes.
Which is probably factual. I'll give them that.
Taco satellite,
I don't think they have that in the fine print, though.
It's just a Mexican floating in space. Like,
it's two Mexican pizzas.
It's a Mexican pizza.
Yeah, glued to like an iron rod, and they threw it into space.
Arthur, tell me, I want to be on your side, dude. I want to like stand by my bros, dude. But what was unreasonable about what happened?
Oh, they it was didn't just have the cantina, mildly man. Disappointing
oh.
that they said they had something in stock and could not fulfill
well,
the order.
Well, you know what it actually was?
I wouldn't have to actually go to that drive-thru had I just avoided the whole deal.
Do you know what it actually was?
What?
Arthur, for once, was going to have something nice for himself.
Just for once.
Because it was a twofer. He was able to say, I'm going to have this nice thing because I'm getting two of them, and that makes it a deal.
Yes.
Versus $1 pieces of shit all the goddamn time.
Which Taco Bell normally has, right?
Right. And he was looking forward to maybe some grilled chicken.
Hey, let me defend Taco Bell's business model.
Sure.
They do have that $5 box nowadays.
Best value menu.
Which is through the roof, the best thing ever. Like, oh my gosh, how many pounds of food?
Yeah, exactly. If you're going on, you know, weight for weight.
Why wait?
Why wait? Taco Bell best value.
You know, it's mostly the beans, though, right? I mean, that's what the weight is.
Rice, beans, but who gives a shit? It's still
food,
like,
right?
It's fuel.
Comida.
No, I mean, like,
it's not special.
Look for it is special. It is special because it's $5.
I know, but I mean, but I'm trying to say what Jim and I was saying was that you can have the $5 box any day. You can't have this sweet deal that you were going
to. The cantina.
The cantina deal.
True.
The grilled chicken.
There was a rarity to this.
Was there grilled chicken?
No, it's fried chicken. It's actually like
chicken
finger strip thing.
Wow.
You know, breaded fried.
They fucked you.
Like something that came out of KFC.
Damn,
on a scale of 1 to 10.
You know what would have been crazy?
What?
If they had said, oh, the 2-for-1 deal is out of stock, but I can sell you them for regular price.
When they had the Club Chalupa.
I got one left.
Club Chalupa. You guys remember this one?
What's it called?
Club Chalupa.
Okay.
It's just a chicken chalupa plus bacon and like a sauce. But yeah, I drove through one time and they were like that.
They said, we don't have them anymore,
but we can make you one.
Oh, yeah. We don't have them at that price.
Yeah, basically.
Like you'd have to order maybe like a chicken chalupa and add bacon.
Todd.co, I mean, if you aren't giving us great deals like all the time, I would be pissed.
You'd
right
be
now.
On notice.
You'd be on notice, but you're not because you got the $5 bucks.
Where
you
else
know what?
You,
that's what I like.
Where else can you eat for $5?
Where else can you eat a $5 bucks?
I was thinking about that the other day.
You see that you go by the turnpike, okay? You wait 3 minutes.
Would you be comfortable going through a drive-thru and just spending like a dollar and change?
What do you mean?
Yeah, because I just put it on my card. I don't even think about things anymore.
Yeah, why would that not be?
Well, would that even satisfy you to spend a dollar there?
What
do
you mean?
Do you feel like you need to spend more than a dollar?
I need to spend any kind of money.
I don't got a quota.
Well, let's say like, yeah, you're doing the drive-thru. Is there like a minimum? Or
as hungry as I am.
Yeah, but it's typically over a dollar.
If something's
right?
50 cents and I want it, if there's like a cone.
Yeah, like
corn
if there's
dogs,
a cone.
Sonic,
if there's a cone.
If you go
Halloween.
Just for a Frosty, just to give them your coupon.
Yeah, man. I'll spend 50 cents.
I feel like I've done that.
I know you have.
I used to do that to Chick-fil-A all the time.
Yeah.
Well, do you think you're getting one over on these corporations?
Sometimes.
Really?
You know, they're just like lacing it with addictive shit so you come back for more.
Yeah, but you're eating there more often now. You're in their web, dude.
It's a conglomerate.
Caught into their spider webs.
Yeah, man.
So leave
caught.
A message and I'll call you back.
It's all your fault.
You know what's the fucking worst?
I screen my phone calls.
You know what the fucking worst thing in the world is?
No matter who calls.
Right now, you know what the fucking worst thing in the world is? Actual phone calls.
Oh,
damn.
God.
The goddamn worst.
Like real ones.
Just, yeah.
Conversation ones.
Dude, don't ever.
Burrito would argue.
No, Burrito. He still does I think Burrito school. Hates phone calls more than anybody.
I do hate phone calls.
All right. Thanks for being honest.
Too. I think everyone does that.
No, if you're calling a business, that's the only phone call outbound transaction that's valid anymore.
Yes.
Like if you calling a business for something specific. If a business is calling you, no. If a person's calling you, no.
Yeah, I fucking hate it.
Speaking of hate it, so bad it's good. But if it was good, it wouldn't be as good.
Let's get some examples here.
Please, I need one.
All right, we got the perfect example actually for this one. Cafeteria food.
Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
So bad, it's good. But if it was actually made well, it wouldn't be as good.
I don't know if that's part's true.
It is.
If 100%. Cafeteria food was better, it wouldn't be better.
Right.
Nah.
Really?
Because the shittiness of cafeteria food is what makes it good.
Makes it sticky. It's what made the memories.
When you say made well, do you mean like with gourmet ingredients?
To a degree, yeah. Let's say it was like a Whole Foods version of
or just not
French
shit.
Bread pizza.
Well, think of chicken nuggets, right? Versus Dino Nuggets.
Nuggies?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Chick-fil-A nuggets that are actual fucking white chicken or whatever.
Prefer them, yes. They're better.
Not better. Objectively
what?
Not better. If they serve that shit to you at school. Oh, man.
I do like those Dino Nuggets.
The Dino Nuggets are better.
I mean, there is a nostalgic element to it, which is
also,
nice.
Also, it's got dinosaur in them.
Yeah, and dinosaurs fucking cool.
Delicious, man. You know, I bet dinosaur did taste like chicken.
I bet it did. I bet it was good.
Probably.
Some of their ancestors.
You had to pry the scales off, though.
Yeah.
No, you eat around the scales.
Oh.
You just crawl inside in between the scales.
I got one.
Tell us about it, Vito!
Velveeta cheese.
Velveeta cheese.
Yes.
Perfect.
As like chili con queso. Yeah.
Sort of counter argument. It's not bad. It's just good. It's not so bad. It's good. It's just like
Velveeta's
objectively
pretty bad.
Good.
Velveeta is just oil.
It's terrible.
So?
It's not real cheese.
It's a brick of oil.
But does it not taste delicious?
That's so bad it's
good. Yeah, that's why it's good.
What do you mean it's
but
bad?
But if they make...
Bad because of what it is.
Like if you tried to make cheese dip out of like real gourmet
not
cheeses...
Not
doesn't happen.
Not as good.
Doesn't
but
work.
If you, yeah, it doesn't even work right.
So
you know?
Bad as in this is
unhealthy?
A bunch of cheap shit put together to make an unhealthy
product.
Okay,
but we're not talking about taste-wise.
Taste buds.
We're not talking about taste. We're talking about what it's made of, health and...
Yeah, like exactly.
The presentation.
The presentation. That,
the ingredients.
So it's bad because it's probably not good for you. Taste is kind of like what we're basing it on. In that, if they made it better, it wouldn't taste as good.
It wouldn't be good.
You can make dinos.
Like, you remember those Frito, I mean, going back to like, you know, cafeteria food. You remember those Frito pies?
Yeah.
You know,
at like the basketball games and the football games and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like open the Frito bag chili. And like,
put a scoop of chili.
I would just argue that that's good. It's not so bad.
Yeah, but if you made gourmet.
Yeah.
It depends. Yeah,
it's not going to be better.
There's some things that you're going to ruin it with, like the queso thing that you were just talking about. With dino nugs,
yeah.
If the cafeteria ladies knew how to turn dino nugs into Chick-fil-A gay-hating nuggets, it would be better.
Would not be better.
Okay, well, agree to disagree and suck my dick. Just kidding. I'm just kidding, dude.
Bagel bites? Bagel bites?
Another example.
Oh, I think you can make a much better, like, and a fucking would be better? Gourmet. But yes.
Mm. Gourmet bagel bites. It's like a White Castle burger.
Nostalgia factor, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're talking about here, right?
I hate bagel bites, though. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, but I think it would be a nice experience. It would be a nice experience.
Hot Pockets.
Just a step in a time machine. Go back to 1997, dude.
For the first time you had a bagel bite and put your dick in it?
Yeah, put your dick in it, get your damn dick burnt.
How about the first time you had a barbecue Hot Pocket? Where were you?
I never had. I haven't been there yet.
I've never had
one. Pop those cherries.
We had them. We had them growing up all the fucking time.
Shit, dude.
So I used to get the meatball ones.
Oh.
I think Hot Pockets make me sick now.
Yeah.
They like the sodium levels turn my stomach, basically. Specifically the ham and cheese ones.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's just like there's like there's like a slime to it.
Yeah.
That is indiscernible.
I think
it's mucosa.
One...
It has its own mucosa.
I bet
it would fuck good. It just doesn't taste
good. You ever fucked a ham and cheese Hot Pocket?
You ever fuck a ham and cheese Hot Pocket? Hot Pocket?
Is it like a Chris Rock bit?
No.
You ever fuck a high?
It's a Brian McFly bit. How does that go?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's workshop.
I don't know.
So it's been a while since I had a girl over. Plenty of dudes. But not a girl.
I think it would be more like, I know what you're thinking. I'm putting my dick in that Hot Pocket, but.
I know what
you're
thinking.
But you don't know me, dude, because I'm the finger king. I'm popping my fingers in that Hot Pocket.
I'm dropping my fresh toast sticks.
You fucking turn on. Training sesh.
Because sometimes these pussies be hot.
Sometimes.
So you got to train. You got to train your finger.
You got calluses and shit.
You got callus all over that finger.
Wow.
The lyrics go, Brian, the white tiger.
The white of the tiger.
Yeah.
It's the white of the tiger. It's Brian Finger King.
Yeah, because sometimes these bitches be having a fever, dude. And you gotta be prepared for all possibilities.
Exactly. You want your fingers to come too fast? Come on,
man. You
gotta
be the cure.
What?
For their fever.
Get it. Oh, I want to get those limp fingers.
Limp fingers.
Check her fucking temperature of the baby way, dude.
Jesus Christ.
So come and get it.
Like a bowling ball.
Yeah, that's the best I could do. I don't think I would do that on stage, though. I don't think that's that funny.
You weren't feeling that
fucking
one?
Fucking a Hot Pocket?
Oh, yeah. Finger in a Hot Pocket. It's podcast funny, but I don't know if I could go on stage. I don't know if I could
take
it on stage.
You need to turn up the talent. You need to be able to take anything thrown at you, make it fucking
funny.
If you
turn up the talent, dude, I wish I could.
If you actually brought a ham and cheese Hot Pocket.
I'm a prop. I'm fingering something on stage. I'm fingering food.
No, you don't actually. No, just don't worry about the finger part. Actually, fuck this thing on stage.
I don't think so, man. Not in this climate.
What about movies so bad that they're good?
Yeah, give me one. Anything with Dolph Lundgren. Universal Soldier. Under Siege.
I don't like movies that are bad that people think are so bad they're good.
Oh,
like,
but not
the
like
Room and all that.
Not purposefully bad, as in like Scary Movie, right?
No, you're talking about like The Room and like Planet Nine.
Oh, ironically shitty.
Whatever. Nine,
no, like there's
space.
Shitty movies that people like.
Planet Nine from Outer Space.
That people
like
gaslit everybody else. Ricky, the story of Ricky is good.
But it's so bad it's good.
But it's so bad it's good. You can tell they ran out of budget.
Yeah. That's the best part.
They shot it in sequence. You know what I mean? They didn't start with the biggest shots first to get that out of the way.
Oh.
So by the end of the movie, there's a scene.
What
where
is that? What is the movie?
Ricky-O.
The story of Ricky.
So it's also spelled two different Rickies.
So it's an Asian action movie.
Okay.
You've probably seen a clip from it where the head gets smashed. I think The Daily Show used it.
Okay. Head smash? Oh, okay. I'm not going to watch. I could.
Yeah, let's just watch it right now.
Crave Radio!
I think also it's a very short movie. Not very short, but like 90 minutes.
Maybe even 86.
You know, I rented that one from iHeartVideo.
Nice. because you were so
in the 90s.
iHeart Video in the 90s, City, RIP.
iHeart Video.
Yeah. Because nobody else had it. Yeah. It's a, it was like I the one copy. Video.
Back when you couldn't just stream it off someplace.
I think it was also on VHS because they didn't make it on DVD.
So bad it's good.
So bad it's good.
A dangerous, morbidly obese inmate should kill him. Let's see after. Oh, wow. Never mind.
Are it's 91 minutes.
No, it's 91 minutes, by the way.
It's the perfect length for a movie.
91. That's what credits. You were so close.
It was very close.
Ricky O, put it on your watch list, folks.
Everybody already watched it except
for you. I've never seen it, yeah.
All right. Hypothetical meta-analysis / brainstorm sesh.
Brainstorm.
All right. The Slam City hosts are required by their management and contractual obligation to make a public appearance at Comic-Con after finishing their 3-year, $100 million contract, but have elected to don masks to retain their anonymity and protect their personal lives. What is your mask? You know what my mask is?
What
Brian's
is it, Gemini?
Face.
Oh my God. Good idea.
No,
shit.
We just wear each other's faces.
Yeah, that's the stupidest. That's so funny, though. That would be fucking hilarious.
That would work.
That would be fucking hilarious.
We cast our faces and turn them into masks.
That's pretty fucking funny,
dude. I'm trying to think of the most offensive face that
just
I could
go
put
black
on.
Face.
Or Hitler.
No, well, okay. How, if I just wear a black mask, some people will say, oh, you shouldn't wear a black mask.
How about a Trump mask?
No, that's like it's ironic lame. And whatever. I think if I wore a mask of a white person and painted black.
Uh-huh. A black face mask.
A black face mask.
Not a black face mask. A black face mask.
Yes. So it's like maybe I buy like a Nixon mask and then I black up.
You get some burnt cork.
So I think that's what I would do. If this person is making me put a mask on.
No, you've elected to.
How about inverted Guy Fawkes?
Yeah, but that was before I got the $100 million and I was like desperate. I was like, yeah, I'll do whatever you want, management company. But now I'm fucking rich.
Would you do inverted Guy Fawkes?
You want people to see your face now that you're rich?
What do you mean?
Now the agreement is everybody wears masks.
Because you got $100 million.
Yeah, they're going to jack you.
Yeah, your family's
going to love
know.
You for your money.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Okay,
not for you.
Yeah, I'll wear a Guy Fawkes mask with a burnt cork on it.
No, but the features are all like white, you know? It's like reverse.
Inverse.
Yeah.
Inverse.
Inverted.
Not bad. Burrito, what mask are you putting on?
I was going to say Godzilla, but I feel Godzilla. Like that's hard to...
I'm thinking
Top
Luchador,
three,
man.
Pee out of.
You got to do like a
yeah,
Luchador,
you can do
man.
A Luchador.
You say pee out of?
Like Bane? See out of
nobody.
Are you talking about that crab thing
I
on your mouth?
What would bring first?
Or maybe like
he loves it.
No, the mouse is right by it. Big
no,
Van
you're
Vader.
Doing it on purpose.
Do you remember Big Van Vader?
Who's that?
He was a wrestler in WWE.
Oh, yeah,
and he had that elephant mask. He'd come out.
Do you remember? Have
mask.
I brought this up on the show? Don't mess around with the wolf pack, or you might end up in a body bag.
Nah, tell us that. About it, Brian.
That's it. That was like the motto of one of the NWOs.
New World Order.
Yeah. Who was like a that? Red and a white NWO, I think.
Was that like
Hollywood
Eazy-E?
Hogan?
Hollywood Hogan was it white
oh,
NWO?
Yeah. When he painted his beard.
Sting.
In?
Sting.
Yeah.
Was one of
the
them?
New
I think
Sting.
He was red.
Yeah.
Is he still around? I still see pictures. Is Sting still?
I think he's interchangeable.
I yeah. think he's the hell in a cell. That's why you keep seeing pictures. Like, there's this Japanese mask where it has, like, big eyes and then, like, puckering lips.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it one of the emojis?
I don't know if you've seen it, Burrito.
Do you think it would make me hard?
No.
Okay.
It's like a dude. But it's like a goofy mask? No, I mean, the Oni mask would be really cool, but it's just, like, a kind of goofy. They have, like, it has big eyes and, like, a it's puckering lips.
Great for radio.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just kind of a goofy... Yeah.
Is that the Gemini
Japanese,
Jackson mask?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Is there a name for it?
He's looking big it up right eye. Now. I don't know what it's called.
Puckered lips.
No, Jesus
again.
Christ.
Oh, that's fucked
oh,
up.
Oh, no.
That's scary as hell. Holy shit.
Oh, no.
Tell us about it.
Hey, Jamie, pull it up.
Pull that shit up, Jamie. What is this?
Is Jamie the new intern?
Jamie.
Yeah, pull it up, Jamie.
Hold on. Let's see. My entire screen. That's pretty risky, but we'll do it.
You see my icon.
Hide that taskbar.
Google Chrome might not have screen
permission.
Recording permission on your computer.
Great for radio. Yeah,
it's not worth all this.
It's not.
Dude.
It really isn't.
It's just a creepy Japanese mask.
It's no. So it's like an anime girl mask, right? With big eyes and stuff. But when
yeah,
you
but
put
it's
it
not
on
hot.
Like a, when you put it on
you
your face,
it over,
yeah. The eyes are like here.
It's uh-huh. like she skinned an anime girl and then
yeah, and then wore its yeah. face.
Big eyes.
But it's still shaped
like
a regular size
girl?
Head.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of
like
a power lips.
Oh, is that it? Jesus Christ. That's or a butthole.
Was it called a Bratz doll?
Yeah.
This? Oh, yeah, that one. I hate that. What is, what? This?
What's the name of it?
Has it got like pig nose?
What's the name of it?
Oh, it looks what? Like you could fuck in the metadata mouth a little bit too.
You could probably fuck in the mouth. What's it called?
Click through
the article.
Traditional Japanese masks.
Just click
and
the
their
article.
Meanings. Do you want to know their
I
meanings?
I want to know the meaning of this one.
What's the fucking name?
Hold on, dude. I got a slow-ass connection
we're
here.
We're on dial-up.
Leave it all in, G Mark.
We're on dial-up, okay?
History of Japanese masks. No masks. What the, oh, Hyotoko. Why do you say that?
Hyotoko.
Hyotoko.
Hyotoko, man.
It's a silly, childlike character in traditional Japanese performances with a funny facial expression on his face. That's redundant. His mouth is always rounded and skewed to one side. This feature was derived from a mask of Usobuki used in Kyojin, traditional Japanese comical drama. A little dramedy?
A little dramedy.
And the name
Shakespeare.
Hyotoko was originated from Hyotoko, who blew fire with a bamboo pipe.
There we go. He was smoking the fire.
Shit!
I like it.
J-Mark, you can cut all that, I think. I don't know.
Funny.
All right, what was your mask? Deadpool? No, it was Luchador.
Deadpool. Which one?
Luchador.
No, that was Burritos.
Oh,
that's racist.
Oh, yeah.
That is
no,
racist,
he elected
dude
for it.
No, he didn't.
I suggested it and he cool went with it.
What about like a,
I
a
would
big
like, can I wear one of those?
Like Speedy Gonzalez head.
Oh, there that's, you go. That's nice. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, can you do, like,
kind
can
of
you
like
do
a,
his cousin? Was it?
It's like Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Play Speedy.
I fucking love Slowpoke, dude. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, really.
I'm just over here drinking my goddamn liver away.
Oh, I think it was a pussy gato ghost.
Pussy gato, goddamn.
That's what he sounds like.
Slowpoke
that's what
Rodriguez,
he's
dude.
He's sniffing. Slowpoke Rodriguez. Well, you man got Speedy Gonzalez. Who else are you going to have?
Of that's course right. You know, I think it's not racist. I think it's like pretty representative. You got a non-drunk. You got a drunk. I mean...
Yeah, well, Burrito, what was racist about Speedy Gonzalez? Was it all the stereotypes?
No, goddamn thing.
Hell yeah,
thing,
dude.
Thank you.
Base Burrito, dude.
Flared base burrito.
Great
base
Speedy!
He's super cool.
If you're going to sit on a goddamn burrito, you better make sure that shit got flared
yeah,
base.
Yeah, otherwise it's, you're consuming it the baby way.
Speaking of the baby way, Gang Bang Cream Pie.
What?
Gang Bang Cream Pie.
Oh, yeah. This was a dilemma.
This sounds like a write-in.
This is a write-in. This was from the listeners, actually.
Not prepared. Who is ever prepared for a gang
first
bang?
Yeah. First!
First.
Nah, I called it.
All right, go ahead.
Ah, fuck, dude. I guess I'm third.
All right, if you had to be greater than one in the train line burrito, and you can choose to wear rubber, not wear rubber, but...
No, you have to... You can't wear... You told me I can't...
Right.
Because yeah, it's a gang... Oh, it's a cream pie.
Right.
Yeah.
You at least have to finish.
Yeah,
with
you'd
all,
have to
where
finish
all the other
bareback
dudes have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where eagles land, as they say.
I think if you kept it on
the
whole
eagle
time
has
and
landed,
you just took it off when you
so
did
you're
the
trying
cream
to
pie
shovel other dudes come out of there to make way for your own.
You could do like the final bust.
Yeah, because that's not as risky as doing the whole time inside.
But you missed the pre-cum.
Yeah, you got to make it nitro.
The pre-cum is not necessary for the cream pie, dude.
The pre-cum is the most potent part of the cum.
Well, good. I'm not trying to impregnate this lady. I'm just trying to cream pie her.
Yeah, but aren't you like sending your dudes to battle?
Yeah.
Don't you want all the forces
no,
you can
right
get?
Did you ever take an evolutionary psychology course and they told you that the head of the dick is meant to, it's
like
sort of like suction out the the
we've
other
heard
cum
of the shovel.
Yeah. What about the dudes that have just like point dick? You know, the dick just comes to a point.
Tell us about
it. Is that
it
good or is that worse or good?
It'd probably be worse evolutionarily
yeah, it
speaking.
Work as like a good scoop.
Yeah, you want to have a plunger for a dick.
Yeah, if you're not a cuckold, then it, I guess it doesn't matter.
That's crazy. I can't buy that. I don't buy that. The plunger dick
scenario
theory.
Plunger dick theory.
Yeah, that you're plunging out the cum of your fellow village mate.
The cum of your foes.
Yeah, they are your enemies, but it's probably your best friend statistically.
Let's say it's the land of the
Smurfs.
It's
somebody in your village.
It's someone you know. Someone. It might be dad. It might be your dad.
Yeah.
Could be Gemini Smurf.
Either way, it's your brother, your Eskimo brother.
That's
could
right
be Burrito Smurf.
You ever hear of Eskimo brother?
Could be Brian Smurf.
The delicious dilemma that you're posing here is that what you can't be first. So what number would you be in the train?
Or even be in the train?
I wouldn't. No, I probably would.
Your favorite porn star.
I would rather be two than four, right?
You mean Matt Ramsey in this case?
Matt Ramsey in this case. Yeah. I don't know. Is it better to be two than four?
Yeah, because there's less cum inside.
You don't know that.
It'd probably be better to be two because by four, like everything's looser.
You're dealing with a puddle, dude.
Puddle of mud.
Or she could have been just drizzling out the whole time.
That's what they've named it after. Puddle of pud. Nice. What if the third dude is like really rigorous and vigorous and like...
Oh, and sucks it. What if he has a plunger
What
dick?
If he has a
he
plunger
cleans
dick
it out.
And he's got no... But like it's he, fresh. Also he's shooting yeah blanks.
Oh, yeah.
Like he masturbated a lot at home right because he's like, I don't want to pop too soon.
Yeah.
But he wasted it
That's
all.
That's ideal, dude.
Couple drops
number
of clear.
Because he plunges out the old stuff and he doesn't even put much new stuff in it.
Out with the old, in with the you.
So you're going with That's four? Right.
Four. I mean...
After with, plunger yeah, dick. If, post if, plunger cock.
If these terms are met.
Right. In the event a plunger dick is also in this gangbang, I'm after that guy.
Where are you at with this burrito?
It's paving the way.
And I know my bro. I know that Lance has a plunger dick. And I said, you know what? You go first.
Yeah, hey, Lance.
Hey, Lance, why'd you
why
take
don't you why'd you go Lance ahead? It out?
He goes, hey, man, thanks a lot. And he thinks
appreciate that.
Nice.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. That's fucking Lance, dude. Lance is a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's aggressive.
That.
But...
Oh, appreciate that.
Oh, he's black? Okay.
No, he's just like a jock.
Oh, okay. It sounded like kind of a black scent, but who am I?
I didn't do black scent. That's just
know
my voice.
Okay. So, hey, burrito.
Yeah, burrito. Where are you fucking? Yeah,
I know you're dying to get in on this.
Yeah.
How about number two? That sounds
okay.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
yeah.
Well, let's say number one was Peter North.
Oh, no, dude.
Oh, no.
This dude just Puddle dropped pud a gallon.
Wow. Well, I guess you just hold the bitch upside down and fuck her in the butt.
I'd just say the rubber until the end.
That's right, dude. We didn't even think about the other holes.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
You just got to finish in there, you know?
Yeah.
Shit.
You're right.
Okay. I mean, that was crass, guys. I don't want to, like, you know, be a narc or anything,
well,
but that was a crass
take
segment.
It back down.
Please.
Burrito. What is ATP?
ATP?
What is that?
In physiology.
That's the stuff
you don't
that,
have to clue me. He knows.
Yeah.
You might
that's,
ask.
That's the stuff that that your cells run on.
Dreams
that's the
are
energy
made of.
Yeah.
What does it stand for?
Ooh.
ATP.
Adenosine triphosphate?
Whoa! Trap! Trap phosphate? Adenosine trap phosphate? See, look, Burrito was my phone a friend on this.
Yeah, spy man.
We were talking about it pre-show, and I was like, you know, Burrito probably knows.
I got a 1990s pitch for you, because it's not working in 2022.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's like a brother in medical school, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
he's no just like getting hyped, dude. He's like,
beep, beep, beep.
Oh, so it's like a Martin, you know?
Yeah, or it's like How High, but in medical school.
How High? It's How High PhD.
Yeah, that's right.
How
it's
High
just a,
MD.
It's a sequel. That's it.
It's a sequel everybody wanted.
Thank you.
How High University.
And if we get Method Man on there,
how
people
you
won't even.
Hi, you.
How's that?
Hi, you.
Hi, you?
Hi, you, like university.
But I think they're already in a university in How High.
Are they? Oh, I guess that makes sense. They're not going to college and fucking the girls there.
Right. But
or they're not going to high school, right?
But how high would indicate that it was like a high school
It's their
thing.
Kids.
Going to medical school?
I thought they went to high school so they get their GED. I don't remember this.
I don't either.
I never saw
it. I
got to
rewatch it. Method Man, Red Man.
I know the movie.
Sorry, guys.
What makes the Red Man red is my question.
You ask
Peter
him.
Pan. Peter Pan is what makes the Red Man red.
It's the beets. You get it?
Beet red?
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
And speaking of cool beets, Brian loves pickled beets.
I love them.
Really?
Isn't that Ooh wild?
Would you eat them out of an ass like groceries?
Pickled beets out the ass.
I wouldn't mind it, no.
Pickled beets out the ass.
Would you eat them in a box?
Out or the box.
Would you eat them out of a box?
Yeah, would you eat them out the box?
Out of a $5 box, dude? I don't know, man.
Would you put them in a woman's vagina and eat them?
I feel like it would, because it is. There's a lot of vinegar in there, and I feel like that
in
is...
In the vagina? Yeah.
No, in the pickled beets. And, mate, I don't
You're
know.
You're going to really mess up that pH, dude.
Yeah, I will,
dude.
But I think...
But
I think
who gives a shit? It's not your vagina.
But it's like an antifungal as well.
Speaking of antifungal,
oh,
we'll talk about that
shit,
later.
Dude. Yeah! But
trap!
anyways, dude, I vinegar, because I've been...
Piss and vinegar, because squirts piss.
Oh.
And Brian, the experience.
Oh, don't they say that if you piss on your feet when you have athlete's foot, it helps it?
I think it's a jellyfish.
Okay.
Don't just go pissing on your foot, dude. See a doctor.
Bullshit.
No, yeah. Actually, just a little update. Anyways, the reason I know the vinegar is a antifungal is because I've been putting my feet in there, like a little vinegar bath for my feet.
Oh, that's nice. Do you
apple
have
cider?
Just white vinegar.
No, oh, why is it gotta be kind? White vinegar?
It's fine.
Oh, the purest.
It's distilled.
Oh my God.
It
is
distilled. He's trying to clean his feet.
Anyways, I've been dipping in allegedly white vinegar. And
that's right. Allegedly white vinegar.
And then I also went to the doctor and I got an antifungal.
And congratulations.
Medication.
Like a cream? So.
No, I'm on the pill, dude.
Oh, wow.
Wow. It's serious.
Terbifenide?
She's like, hey, Brian, it's in your blood, dude.
That's a script.
It's in your blood.
It's in your blood, buddy.
It's a part
you
of
you got
me.
Mushrooms in your blood.
Yeah.
All right. That was Double X Quantum.
Oh, we're going to talk about mushrooms another day.
Another day.
Another day. Another dollar.
Another donut.
Ulute's financial advisors. When you got to lose some weight.
Why wait?
Will you help you diversify holdings? Flat rate.
Always great.
Who gets it done? Call Julio Tejas today. We'll regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
One of these days we're going to get a Slowpoke Tejas in here.
Slowpoke Tejas. No, Slowpoke New Mexico. There's Julio Tejas and there's Slowpoke New Mexico. Well, this is the news. Top of the hour. A college student discovered a powerful Cloudflare bug.
What is this? Cloudflare email bug.
Nerd!
What is Cloudflare? What is
so Cloudflare is a CDN, a content delivery network. Basically, they have servers all over the place. You load your shit up so that it's closer to where the people are so that it loads faster.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
Internet power!
They also have an email service, right? And this guy found a way where he was able to exploit something and read everybody's email.
Nice.
Everybody's email.
What is this, amateur hour?
So he reported the bug to Cloudflare like a fucking nerd.
Nerd.
And then Cloudflare's like, oh, thank you for saving us potentially from having our asses sued into oblivion and like millions and millions of dollars in legal damages. Thank you for that.
They paid him a lot. They paid him what?
It seems like they should pay
dozens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe?
That's reasonable. $100,000 for a bug, not unheard of, especially for something on this scale.
Well, I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, it was great. Except they didn't.
Oh, what do they do then?
$6,000.
Oh, come on.
Six.
To be a nerd? To be a narc? Ooh.
To be a fucking nerd.
To be a Judas?
If he'd sold this to somebody else, anybody else.
What would he have sold?
The
information?
The exploit.
Yeah, the exploit so that, you know, somebody who was nefarious could go in there and do nefarious things.
Download these emails.
You're talking about the Silk Road.
Not necessarily Silk Road, but, you know, people of that ilk.
The black
market. They may be interested in whatever Cloudflare has on their servers.
Yeah.
Especially since it powers so much of the internet.
But what would you do though?
Me?
Yeah.
If I found this thing?
Would you just read the emails and that'd be it? It'd just be your own entertainment? But
I'd be like, where's Hillary Duff's emails?
Oh, shit. You think she's sending nudes? You think she's showing those cakes?
As attachments. She's sending her patty cakes as attachments.
Oh, no.
I'm willing to bet there wasn't really much in terms of the value of the emails.
Every single email?
I'm busting the bubble.
I'm sure there's... Well, it's not just that, you know, maybe there was nothing there, but the potential.
Yeah, there's potential, but maybe they already screened it.
You're saying the bug is the potential part. It's not necessarily the content of the emails.
It is the content of the emails. That's the value.
Didn't MLK say something about that? It doesn't matter. The
content of the emails, but the color of the emails.
The Nancy Reagan stamp in the corner.
Not the color of the emails, but the content of their attachments.
Oh, yes.
Which is like the Nancy Reagan stamp.
Throw go.
Yeah, 6,000 seems light, but
light.
But if you don't want to go through the trouble of trying to meet nefarious characters on the internet, it's a pain in the ass.
You
get
paid in Bitcoin.
How are you supposed to make this sound like interesting, like something that they want?
Hey, I get you access to everybody's email on Cloudflare.
You can hold people's
all
email.
Cloudflare? All of Cloudflare.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That is really hard to say.
Cloudflare?
Cloudflare.
Crowdflare.
It's that second L in there.
It's LR.
Cloudflare.
You know?
Yeah.
LR.
Damn.
When L and R are too close together, something about it. Speaking of Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, speaking of Bitcoin.
Martin Shkreli is using Google Docs to find women who fuck on the first date.
He is our king. He is
our
king.
Martin Shkreli, did we bring this up already?
We've talked about Shkreli. We're Shkreli heads.
No. Did we bring up I stumbled upon like one of his live streams, and he was measuring women's breast sizes using like an online ruler.
I mean,
he was like trying to scope out their cup sizes, and he was doing calculations and shit.
The guy could do no wrong.
And it was just a completely silent stream where he was just like, just doing it and then giggling every now and then. He wasn't talking to the camera. He just had his webcam up while he was doing it.
Is he your hero, Brian?
Everything I haven't heard a bad thing about him.
Hey, he heard that Wu-Tang.
Oh, shit. Holy fuck, dude. We got a nitro.
So
pop it open all the way.
To me, Martin Shkreli did not do anything wrong.
No.
For the security stuff. Well, maybe like he committed security fraud, but
no, wasn't he like overcharging
people? The reason
people?
He got in trouble was because he raised the prices of his drugs.
Yeah.
Which everybody does. The only thing is he said he did it because he could do it.
Versus?
He was being honest. Versus everybody else who does this but lies about it.
Well, I think his was like an astronomical amount.
Dude,
yeah,
it was like
50 times, yeah.
Everybody else is doing 600 times over.
Nah, man.
Dude, didn't EpiPen go from like $60 to like $600 in 2 years?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember hearing something like that.
And how's then that Nitro Pepsi? Yeah, tell us about Nitro it, Brian. Pepsi.
It's fizzy.
Yeah.
Physiologically speaking,
like
how is it?
Gangbang cream pie in your mouth?
There was a head.
There's a head.
There was a head, and I sucked it.
You
all
sucked
the way
head
out.
Off.
So now it's just like soda.
So now it's soda, and it's really good. It is good.
Oh.
And I do it like a Pepsi.
Different?
Yeah.
I thought you would like a Pepsi.
We've talked about this.
I have the occasional Diet Pepsi.
To cleanse the palate.
Places like Taco Bell only have Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, they're Yum brand.
Yeah.
Conglomerate.
When someone says, hey, do you mind Pepsi? I say, honey, pour it down my gullet.
Honey, ain't no mind. Honey, ain't no mind.
Now look, Shkreli, he shouldn't have raised the prices on the drug, but he's my brother.
He was going to. Everybody was going to.
Let's focus on these Google Docs.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about these Google Docs.
He has these sign-up sheets.
Uh-huh. For what?
Just go on dates with Martin Shkreli.
That's brilliant.
And there's a column, do you fuck on the first date?
Oh, dude.
And you can check yes or no.
This is fucking great.
If you're
What is wrong with this? There's nothing wrong with it. It's all honest engagement.
This is Brian's idol.
Now, look. The Google Doc is not a contract. It's not a contractual thing. You don't have to fuck him on the first date, but to just kind of fill her out and say, please be honest with me. What am I to expect? Nothing wrong with that.
You checking yes?
I'm hearing an echo.
This guy.
What am I doing?
Check yes, Juliet.
Hello? Check. Hello?
You let go of some sound on your shit.
Is it coming out of here?
Oh, maybe I did. Fuck my... I did it. I'm so sorry.
What is this, amateur?
Yeah.
You need to sit your little sexy
down. You check yes, Juliet, on fucking on the first date. Doesn't mean you have to fuck him on the first date.
No, that's true. If you have to be in the mode and consent.
Historically, have you done this? I would like to know.
Do we even have to go on a date?
That's
sure.
A good.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't been on a date in a long time.
Yeah.
And I've had sex.
Hey, look, guys. Brian's had sex, okay, guys?
Can I give the listeners just some advice?
Yeah.
The two or three women listeners, go ahead and earmuffs.
Yeah. Why don't you, go back into the kitchen and...
In fact, don't listen to the podcast at all. I don't know what you're doing.
what are you doing with your life, two lady listeners?
No, here's the thing, dude. You don't have to take girls on dates to have sex with them.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
The only thing is, they can't be that hot. They can't be super attractive women.
They could be if they're also very, very damaged.
Oh, okay. Yes. But they can't, you can't have it all.
You can have it all.
But some people are out here taking girls on dates.
Multiple.
That aren't attractive and not getting laid.
Isn't that the worst of all worlds?
Yeah.
And then the fat bitch at Taco Bell.
She goes on dates.
She probably goes on dates.
But she always fucks on the first date.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Speaking of kind of cool and fucking on the first date.
The headline reads, I'm a waitress and here's why I always give the man the bill.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is a social media turned article.
I thought we were feminists.
But to provoke
Slam City?
Brian's
yes.
opinion, let's get on this couch.
A waitress has sparked fiery debate after revealing she always hands the man the bill when she spots couples
on
dates.
If I were a woman, I'd be insulted. I'd say, you don't think I make bread?
Okay. Hey, no. Okay. Hey.
What should she do? Just leave it on the table, right?
Yes. You should never just well, okay. What do you do? What's the etiquette?
You know, it used to be customary that this was the process.
Yeah.
You just hand the bill to the man because the woman isn't even allowed to have a checking account.
Right.
That's like against the fucking law to
Saudi Arabia.
Woman. America. You know?
Back in the day?
Back, I mean, as late as 2021.
I don't know if that is that
2022.
I don't think that's true.
As far as I've read, from my understanding,
as far as what I want to happen,
really that's depends not allowed what to have. County you live in.
Yeah, Slam City County. You can't be a woman and have a checking account.
I'm sorry.
You can have a savings account for when you run out on your man, but that savings account is a coffee can underneath the sink, and he knows about it.
Yeah. So, null and void, sister.
Now it's a Dunk's tin.
Yeah,
the cookie tin?
With the fucking
it's
butter
like cookies, cookie, oh, yeah.
The Danish cookies,
yeah, or popcorn,
or Christmas bucket popcorn. Underneath the caramel.
It's got
corn.
The caramel, the cheddar, and the butter.
No, underneath the caramel.
Get
corn
out of here.
Is the
do
is,
we want that anymore?
Money stash.
Do we want that in our society anymore?
A big
popcorn tin,
the tri popcorn.
Where we have popcorn tin.
You know what's insane? There's a gourmet popcorn store right by my fucking
house. I know what you're talking about.
And they're made so much money, they are remodeling!
No.
Holy fuck!
No.
I thought they vandalized the place.
I think Rich Daddy gave her a little bonus.
Yeah.
To renovate.
It's a dream company.
It's like...
You're a rich girl.
So where are you guys
at? But you've gone too far.
Paying the bill.
Anyways.
Brian, you're on a date. You might fuck on the first date.
He fucks on the first date and doesn't even go on dates.
Damn. But if I do go on the date, I guess I'm paying, dude. I'm not gonna do that.
You're not gonna go Dutch?
No!
What if she offers? Maybe if she
then you feel like a cuckold.
Yeah, you can't say
no. You can't even hold a job.
You can't say no.
What are you, some kind of cuckold who can't hold a job?
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
It depends, too. Are we going to Subway sandwiches? Then she can pay.
Yeah, it's pennies, dude.
Pennies
on the
dollar.
We're going to Brian's favorite place for prime rib.
Wow.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you do.
What the favorite place is.
Slam City Steakhouse.
Bartlett's.
Doesn't matter. It's like.
Slam City Steakhouse is the best steakhouse in Slam City.
Prime rib. You ordered
it. Don't say it's the only. It's the best. That's the slogan. It's not great. Slam City Steakhouse is the best steakhouse in Slam City. Don't say it's the only one. It's the best.
That's nice, dude. That's good.
You know.
It's honest. It's humble.
Sometimes you start with honesty.
Yeah. I'm paying it. Because like I said, I don't think that women should have a bank account. So how else are they going to pay for it? With the cash that I stole from under the sink? No.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese road construction worker. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at whistling at the passing ladies, which must be what they do all day instead of fixing the pothole in front of his driveway, it's been there for 3 fucking months! So grab your hard hats and reflective vests, because these headlines are waving you on through to Burrito's Nippon News, the segment.
That was a long one. That was a good line read.
You know. We took takes. We pieced them together.
It was a little long.
No, it's not too long. I'm just saying that was one of the longer ones.
Sometimes it's long enough, she says.
That's what girls say. Girls love a long dick.
A long dick.
The thickness doesn't matter, dude. They just like a noodly...
Can you fold it in half? Can you actually touch the size of the wall? No. You get the long dick.
Speaking of long stuff... Japan respectfully says goodbye to a single bamboo shoot in Kyoto.
Hmm. Well, okay.
You know that thing where sometimes there's you find like a dead raccoon or something, and like a city goes crazy and they start leaving like, you know.
Oh, like well wishes.
Like an effigy, you know.
Yeah.
Like a white bicycle.
No.
Yeah.
It's different.
You know.
Yeah.
That's different. Like, same thing, dude. They're both very funny and quirky. A person dies on a bike. It's similar.
Some white bike. Allegedly.
White bicycle. Bike.
That's a side project.
So this is a bit.
So there was some road construction going on, and they've got these cones set up, you know, like traffic cones, orange traffic cones. They're connected by, instead of these, instead of like caution tape, they actually have little bars.
Oh,
like metal rods.
And
they've
bars?
Got these. They've got these little circles at different intervals on this bar, and so they sit on the top of the cones. Well, one of the cones was replaced with the top of a bamboo shoot, and everyone really liked it. And it's a pun, okay?
The truth comes out.
Finally.
What's the pun?
They started calling it the Takenokone.
Yeah, we all know. We all know what that is.
Takenoko is the Japanese word for bamboo shoot. and then Cone is at the end of it.
Wow. So follow.
Is Cone also Cone in Japan?
Yeah.
They just know the word Cone in English?
Yeah. They use a lot of English transliterated
words. I see.
English words.
So they're doing a bit. That's kind of fun. Normally, I can't tell when you bring in these stories if Japan has a sense of humor or not, but this is indicative of a sense of humor, I think.
This is definitely, yeah, a sense of humor, yeah.
Do you have to insert social media after Japan? Like, who is Japan in this story? The whole country?
Yeah, I'm saying the whole damn country.
The government? The military?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm saying none of them are funny. No. I do like the fact that it says, given death poem.
Yeah, yeah. So this cone was, it had a lot of visitors. People would take pictures of it, you know, and it, you know, people would talk about the city. And then one day it was gone.
Oh, no.
No.
And it was replaced with just a regular cone.
No.
Bullshit. But just like a piece of the skin, like the top part.
The foreskin?
Yeah.
The foreskin of the bamboo.
The foreskin of the bamboo shoot.
Interesting.
Was placed on the cone. And so, you know, they started treating it like it had died. And they wrote a death poem. And, you know, there were some very touching things written about the bamboo shoot.
Yeah, name one, dude.
Yeah, tell us about it,
Brito. Name one thing that was touching.
It says, rest in peace, beautiful. Oh. I'd expect no less from Kyoto. What a stylishly Kyoto thing to do.
I mean, didn't even talk about the character. They had to talk about the physical appearance.
Not the content. Not the content of the bamboo shoot.
Yeah, dude, that's not sweet.
But the color of its leaves?
That's like when a porn star dies and I'm like, I'm going to miss your tits.
Everybody said that about August.
That's right, dude. R.I.P., dude.
There was a little... Okay, so here's what it said. Well, here's part of what it said.
No, didn't say anything. It was blank.
On May 11th, Takenoko... Sorry.
They get this fake name right.
Takenoko-sama.
Oh,
ascended, Bin Laden.
Ascended to heaven.
Takenoko-sama Bin Laden, right?
No.
Takenoko-sama Bin Laden.
Takenoko-sama Bin Laden. It's a before and after. Yeah, but you've never seen that one on fucking Wheel of Fortune?
Why don't we write for Wheel of Fortune?
We should write for Wheel of Fortune.
Just
Takenoko-sama Bin Laden.
And yeah, I mean, Pat Sajak would always be like, come in and be like, dude, over-quantified. They're never going to know what this is. Dude. They're never going to know.
Nobody's going to get it. Pat, come on. Just do one of ours, please. Pat's fucking crotchety as hell, man. Crotchety as hell. He wouldn't put up with any of this shit.
Pat Sajak Daniels?
Pat Sajak Daniels.
I mean, come on, dude.
How about Pat Sajak Sparrow?
Wow. How about Pat Sajak off?
Jack me off.
Pat Sajak and Jill.
Mm-hmm. How about Pat and Pat Sajak and Jill went up a hill and fetched a pail of water. Pat Sajak and Jill fell down and broke his crown. And Pat Sajak and Jill came tumbling after.
Dude, a lot of S's, dude.
Over quantified.
Okay.
Speaking of nicknames.
Yeah.
Japanese schools are banning them.
Oh.
Mandating the use of san at the end of names.
So you can't call your friends by their nicknames? Because they were calling each other the F slur. If I know anything about high school kids, it's that they're calling each other the F slur.
Yes, it seems to be a way that they're trying to...
fart sama.
To put a stop to bullying, I guess.
Kibosh.
Good luck stopping this, dude.
You know, if I know anything about high school kids, they don't love anything except for bullying other high school kids.
Yeah, and if I know something about high schoolers, it's like if you just give them like some sort of like speech code, they're not going to come up with a way to go around it and bully or even me. Like,
I think these are an elementary school.
Wow, they're saying the F's learn elementary school and they come from broken homes.
I like that.
No, it's not even that. It's almost like...
Just teasing.
So, san is the end of the word. So, like, you would be Gemini-san.
Yes, I would. Right? I like that. Gemini-san.
But if we were friends, I would just call you Gemini.
Whoa!
Right?
Whoa.
Yeah,
dishonorable.
Yeah,
need to sit your
little sexy. That's a nickname, and we don't allow that.
Dishonorable. Yeah, hey,
so, they're just they're
put
trying
some
to
respect on his name, they say to these children.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying.
So they're just trying to shorten language like it naturally does. That's the evolution of language, right?
They're trying to be more casual with each other, which is inappropriate.
Dishonorable.
There's actually a name for it when you drop the san. It's called yobesute.
Shit, damn, which translates to
you'll be in
bitch
trouble.
Bitch move.
Oh. Dick's move?
Bitch move.
Dick move.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's dropping it, but some people will drop
dropping
it just
as if
to
it
like
were hot.
just to make the other person feel like they're not as important.
It's disrespect.
It's disrespect.
Are people doing it maliciously? Is that what's happening? That's why they're putting a kibosh
on
it?
How do you know my intention, though, dude?
Yeah, what if we're actually friends?
Yeah, bro.
What if I told you to call me by my first name? Holy shit.
I think it's a bad idea.
Yep, yeah, thank you.
Okay, Burrito-san.
Burrito stands up for free speech.
Free speech.
Strikes again.
You know what's not going to get you bullied?
What's that?
If he has some awesome LED gaming chopsticks.
I would probably beg to differ.
Yo, check this out. You remember the fucking rave kids in school that had glow sticks? Imagine eating with those glow sticks.
Yeah, with like little LED, little fingerless gloves on too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So someone came out with these new chopsticks, and they look like, honestly, they look like little lightsabers.
That's cool.
Oh, wow,
that's pretty tight.
They're RGB, so you can change the colors on them and everything. It's not like
that's cool.
You have to, yeah.
Why settle for bamboo color?
I see Gemini Jackson eventually having a pair of these.
Absolutely. Gemini Jackson's son.
I mean, if you're you
actually
know,
no, you wouldn't call me Gemini son. You would call me Jackson son.
Jackson son.
Pat shit, say Jackson son.
Gemini Chan.
No, Chan. That was Burrito's Nippo News. As well as
straight
all of the news
from
Japan Mines.
Japan Mines.
Straight from Japan Mines.
That's what's interesting about the stuff from Japan. It comes from the Japan Mines.
Interesting.
The mines of Japan.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
And this.
What have lunch?
We were discussing it earlier, and what if lunch was spelled L-U-N-T-C-H? What do you think?
Yeah, what if? Yeah. I didn't really know how to respond to it. What do you guys think?
Like a brand name.
Yeah,
lunch.
Let's do it. Trademark.
I see it like independent.
Lunch.
That font, lunch.
Yeah, but it's kind of just like Twitch at the end. Twitch.
Right.
Snatch.
Dutch.
Lunch.
Lunch.
So you need
don't just lunch, have lunch. Have lunch.
What was the font again?
Like independent.
All right.
I don't know that.
Nerd!
That's not the font name. That's the brand that we're just going to
What's the font name?
It's probably independent.
It could be.
And I can't.
Came up.
And it took me so long. Font.
Oh, there's quite a few. Is it the one with like the partial lines going?
Wait. That doesn't look familiar.
Are you talking about the?
Never mind.
Oh, you're talking about from the.
Yeah, the skate brand.
Is this what you meant?
I feel it's different.
Just make an OG one.
You got
like
a Mandela.
I got to make it. Yeah, it's a Mandela one.
Guys,
anyway.
We'll talk about the font later of this. Fake
let's talk about Gemini Jackson's brand lunch.
Yeah. So what did I have for lunch?
Lunch.
Luncheon learn. It's always a fucking lie. You don't learn shit during lunch and learns.
Never heard of it.
Corporate speak, buddy.
I don't like it.
Tax write-off, buddy.
I like that.
So, I made it at home.
Noodle dish.
It's not a noodle dish. A different kind
noodle dish.
Different kind of carb in there.
Mm. Was it? Are you still on that? What was the kind of?
No.
What was the
pizza?
Did you have hot pockets?
What was the crust?
It was not hot pockets.
It's like
almond.
Almond flour.
No, this was an actual carbohydrate.
Potato?
A very, very popular one.
Bread.
Pasta?
Perhaps the most popular one in the world.
Sandwich?
No.
Rice.
Oh, you meant in the world.
You meant like the world, not like America.
Yeah, that's America. I don't think
you know. You meant like
the
world.
We like other things.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. So it was rice based. What else did I have in there? So this was kind of a hodgepodge.
Ooh, gumbo.
It was not gumbo.
I would love that if you made some homemade gumbo, dude.
It's this dish that went
like fried rice.
Yes, it was fried rice, but what went in the fried rice?
Garlic.
There was some garlic.
Shrimp.
No shrimp, no spam. This meal is, you can get it ready to go at...
chicken fried rice.
It was chicken fried rice. But what kind of chicken?
Sesame chicken.
Not sesame.
Fried chicken.
Not fried chicken.
Orange chicken.
Not orange.
Fuck!
I got it at a grocery store, this chicken that you can just get.
Teriyaki.
Not teriyaki.
I went to an Asian market.
Rotisserie?
Rotisserie.
That's nice.
Rotisserie chicken fried rice. Wow. Baby.
Sounds like a good combo.
Can I ask you a question?
Yo.
And I am asking you this because you may or may not be Asian.
Allegedly.
Now, there's like, I went to this market over, or that 99 market in Slam City.
Uh-huh.
And there was like some, like, black chicken.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that? It's like called. It's like.
I think it's duck.
No, it's actually chicken, but it's like the whole thing. It's
century.
Like,
that's just the way the chicken's like breed is.
Really?
Yeah.
The meat is black.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like a dark skin.
Can't remember
chicken.
What that chicken is called. Yeah, but like it has white feathers.
Oh yeah.
Like snow chicken.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might be making that
I
up.
I think it's called Chickadee China.
Oh, right.
The Chinese chicken.
What you thinking of?
It was the Chinese
when
chicken.
When you have a
Chickadee
drumstick.
China, the Chinese chicken.
Oh, I see.
Your
I
brain
see.
Stops ticking.
When you have a drumstick, it's black.
Anyways.
His name is Lex.
Boom. The drumstick. Chisel, dude.
Boom chisel.
Damn, you chiseling the boom now?
Dude, I don't know. I gotta go back, far back to a non-gumbo.
While you're thinking, Brian,
okay,
if someone gave you a ball cap with embroidery that says lunch in the...
Yes, actually, that sounds awesome.
Design,
yeah. I would like that.
You'd stunt that?
Shit. Yeah, I'd stunt the lunch.
I guess
stunt would you be
lunch.
An ambassador? Would you call
brand
yourself...
Brand ambassador.
Would you have... Yeah.
Brand
it says,
ambassador.
Lunch, Brian McFly, brand ambassador.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Damn, dude.
Would you put that on your LinkedIn?
Wow. Maybe.
Brian McFly's
wow,
LinkedIn for show.
Fine. We got we found our fucking limit here.
Well, I'm just saying I haven't...
We can't afford his
hey,
LinkedIn,
hey, you know
guys.
Who else wears ball caps? Burrito Bandito.
Yeah, maybe he puts it
and
on
you.
His LinkedIn.
Yeah, would you put
would
it
you
as...
put on your LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Brand ambassador.
I don't know why... Okay, so I'm bringing this fucking shit up because, like, I had a conference call, and I'm not really on social media anymore. The lady, I guess, looked me up to see who she's dealing with, and she's like, I couldn't find you on LinkedIn. I'm like, yeah.
There's a reason.
Who uses LinkedIn?
Everybody in the professional world, dude.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, in your world.
It's just, like, the fakest one, dude.
Yeah. It's all made up.
They're like, the one, like, somewhat good thing about social media is that you're going to get some, like, every now and then, some, like, real shit on it. But LinkedIn is, like...
Are you
like,
talking about Truth Social?
Yes, dude. Yes. Or, I mean, there's going to be some sort of, like, genuineness that seeps
right.
out of you. But LinkedIn
right.
is... There's no way...
No, because you're trying to be business professional.
I know, and you're never going to see someone just, like, fucking go off, dude.
Fucking give a meme that, like, has some hate speech on it.
Yeah. I mean, you're not
no
going to see
hate
that.
Speech memes on fucking LinkedIn. Get out of here.
Yeah, they're
That's
not
what
funny
I told her.
LinkedIn.
I said, I'm not on LinkedIn because there are no hate speech
yeah.
memes.
Yeah.
And you know I'm all about them delicious-ass memes, baby girl.
Yeah.
And she hung up on me on a Zoom call. I didn't know you can hang up on a motherfucker on a Zoom call, but I heard that click.
Yeah, I mean, LinkedIn's, like, the least funniest... social media platform. Is it correlation?
Is that what you want out of social media? Nerd ass shit.
Nerd ass fucking shit.
Yeah.
Boom. Chi.
Back to lunch.
With a T.
Okay. Boom chi circle.
Uh oh.
Pizza!
Boom chi
Trip.
Not WAP.
Trip!
Not WAP, but
Mexican
but
pizza.
Foreigner.
A sandwich.
It is a sandwich.
Foreigner.
But. It's a boom chi over 1,000 calories.
Wow. I'm recusing myself.
Over
I think
was it
Jersey
Mike's?
It was not.
No. But that was three boom cheese. I'll just fucking tell you, dude.
Boom cheese.
Wait,
three boom
cheese
and a tell you.
Okay, so circle, it's not WAP, but it's some. It's a foreigner type of a... Mm-hmm. It's a foreigner sandwich that's not WAP, and it's a circle. What's a circle sandwich?
Yeah,
you know?
What's a circle sandwich, man?
There's only one circle sandwich.
Muffaletta? Like a hamburger?
Well, I guess there's
no,
two circle sandwiches.
That,
oh,
I would
yeah,
have said hamburger. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess there's three circle sandwiches.
There's a lot of circle sandwiches. My bad. There's also Manwich.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of circles
yeah.
there.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, it's
anyway,
schlotzkies from like a couple weeks ago.
That's the last time he had lunch.
Yeah, that wasn't gumbo.
Well, thank you for sharing, Brian.
That fun, that
yeah,
is,
you know, he didn't
name.
Even guess what he had.
Yeah,
it's
man.
The most
the original.
He knows you.
What country yeah. is that one from?
No, the small olives. Original.
England, bitch.
Schlotzky's. What is that?
Schlotzky's?
Polish?
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 We can't say the what we want to say.
We can't say Polak on this show?
I don't think you can, right?
But they're white.
Yeah, but
these are the new rules. Oh, yeah, they're Jewish. Well, no, they're not all Jewish.
Not all. Just the ones in the pogroms.
Damn.
The pom-poms?
Pom-poms.
Wow.
Is a pogrom a place, or is it the thing that sent them to the place?
I think it's the place in your heart.
Are you coloring?
A little bit.
Are you doodling, dude? This is the first time I've seen you doodle
I'm
on air.
I'm making brands, okay? I'm
not
okay.
He's inspired! Oh, is this lunch?
Well, this is lunch.
It's such a little sexy
damn, dude.
By the end of the episode, we're going to have a brand, guys.
Fuck.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, dude, this is kind of like...
Right? Boomchi, like shortest URL. Boomchi, I told the story earlier in this episode.
Was it time?
Boomchi, fat bitch, he's a fucking die!
Did you have two cantina tacos?
Did you have two cantina tacos? Burrito just killed you, man. Chicken motherfucker's neck balls. Holy shit, dude.
You can't breathe. You got killed for lunch, dude.
Burrito killed you for lunch.
That hurt, man. It gets me back for all the times I got you.
I'm sorry.
This big freight train
coming. That I sleep during Nippon News, man. It doesn't happen every time.
Sorry I missed you.
This logo looks like
only to kiss you.
Almost like Hansel and Gretel type. It looks like some sort of fairy.
Yeah.
Fairy font.
Nefarious. Nefairious.
I can't spell in my mind.
Nefarious.
Burrito, did you already say what you had for lunch?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, wait, was it two cantina tacos? Burrito? Oh, <yeah. laughs>
Wait, did you even say, Arthur?
We already two regular menu items. Off the value menu. Yeah. Not the cantina tacos.
Some
that
of
hurts,
bitch.
Man.
You some of a bitch.
Fucking fat bitch.
Wow. Someone's still raw.
Boomchi, this wasn't my normal sandwich.
Oh, so it wasn't a California avocado toast. Whatever the thing you get.
You get California avocado toast.
Turkey, bacon, guacamole.
Oh, yeah, same thing.
You know, I get that all the time because...
Because what?
You don't have to, you don't have to pay extra for the guacamole.
Hey, really?
In the
that
sandwich.
Sounds like an
it's in
art,
the name.
That's like an art hack.
That is an art hack. Art is a hack.
I appreciate that.
There's people in front of me and they're like... Can I get some guacamole on that? It's $2 extra for guacamole.
Wow.
$2? What a premium.
For guac at Quiznos?
That's a going rate these days.
But at Quiznos?
What's the going rate?
It's going right.
The going rate's a going rate, no matter where you are.
Standard pricing on guac. Big guac out here.
They're subsidizing my turkey bacon guacs that I get every day.
Yeah, they are. Somebody else is paying for them, you know?
Did you get a steak and cheese this time?
I didn't.
The pepper steak.
Boomchi, it's an odd combo that I don't think a lot of people like.
The traditional.
No.
An odd combo that you don't think a lot of people like.
Yeah.
It has steak.
Boomchi, I didn't say it has steak.
Okay, excuse me.
Boomchi. Seafood.
Oh, wow. In a taco?
Avocado shrimp?
No.
Is it like a firecracker shrimp?
No.
You didn't go to...
Tuna.
Yeah, tuna.
And what's the weird? What would be weird on that?
Avocado.
No. I think it's more. I think you guys are thinking too much. No, it's
y'all
it's a tuna.
Thinking too much.
It was pepperoni
it's
tuna.
Just a tuna melt.
Pepperoni tuna. A tuna melt?
Yeah, I think people
don't
like tuna and cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cheese.
It's a little weird.
Tuna. I like tuna melts.
I've never had one. It does seem weird to me. I'm sure it's good, but
I'm sure
it seems
good
weird.
Too. Yeah.
No, they're good.
It's an odd
dairy
combo.
And fish don't seem like they should mix.
I think it's in the Bible that they shouldn't.
I think there's a reason for that. Maybe Jesus was right about that.
Maybe Jesus got cholera. That's not the one.
From a tuna melt?
That's not the one. He got cholera from a tuna melt. He fucked it.
And that's after what we had for lunch.
After all his other boys fucked it too. Okay,
oh,
that's what we
shit.
Had for lunch.
Dude, Limp Bizkit with a tuna melt?
Wow. That's why they called it a tuna melt. What do you think's running out of that motherfucker?
No, dude.
Fuck!
That's the show.
Hey, shove a tuna melt up your ass.
Yeah, think about it. Consider it.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then... I remembered. Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms.
We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get the arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-dum. I said split! Da-dum. Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! Da-dum. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Da-dum.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!